Hi, this is Harborside Hal.
Hal, it's Levack and Gaz. How you doing on this fine Friday?
Hey, great, fantastic. How are you guys doing?
I'm having some separation anxiety. There's no college football for me to wager on because Army plays out of New York.
Oh, yeah. I know, week after week, and all of a sudden it's like, where is it?
Right. I'm upset. So we're going to have to really, really get into the NFL action. Hal, how you doing? How's everything over at Rivers?
Oh, great. We're doing a little construction on the far side of Van Slyck, just putting a wall in over there. That's all.
Okay. I heard that wall is because...
Hear some construction noise in the background.
I heard that wall is because Gaz is annoying people 4:30 to 6:30 at Rivers Casino.
That's not true.
On Sundays.
I got to bet the no prop on that. I'm sorry.
That's a smart move. You got to hang out with him. I get it, Hal. I get it.
Hal, it was enough of that nonsense. It was a double loser last night for Levack and I. Levack and I both loved the Jets. We thought they were going to cover. Were we, like many Capital Region sports fans, heading over to the Rivers and thought the Jets were going to maybe at least keep it close last night?
The line was moving all over. You know, it started like, I want to say 14. They drove it all the way up to 17. It's passed now, but the metrics had the Ravens at least by 16. So the line was pretty much in sync, and, the Ravens just too much, you know, period.
Harborside Hal Wade for Rivers Casino and Sportsbook with us right now talking a little football. Is this Ravens team, like, you know, just looking at it from the metrics and the on-the-field thing, are they one of the scariest teams you're looking at? Like, are they going to blow out every team that you put up against them with a spread?
I don't think necessarily. I mean, playoffs, you know, it brings a lot of these, you know, upper echelon teams together where, you know, you have your good teams during the regular year, middle of the road, and bad. And it's almost like a third, a third, a third. And, you know, you're playing against the better teams, maybe not the first time around, you know, their first playoff game, but after that it gets a lot tighter. You know what I mean? Usually teams do not blow teams out.
As Levack mentioned, there's no college football wagering because Army is a New York college team, so you can't wager on Army-Navy. So maybe this is the weekend some people decide to start working on some future bets. And Yankee fans here in the Capital Region, Gerrit Cole's a Yankee. I'm sure people are rushing to bet on them to win the World Series championship. Is it ever too early to place a futures wager?
Not if you're getting really good odds. You know, you have to weigh it. I wouldn't necessarily go this early on it, you know, unless, you know, you knew something was going to move the line in a month or so that nobody else was privy to. That's a little bit different. But you have to look at it like, you know, the bookmaker is holding your money for an awful long time, and you're not able to re-bet it to try to win money in the interim. So your money's getting held up. So you got to make sure you're getting a good payout on something like that. You certainly wouldn't recommend betting somebody even 10-1 because, you know, it's going to be months and months and months of whatever, almost three quarters of a year before you actually get paid off if you're doing it now.
Hal Wafer with us talking a little wagering from River Sportsbook and Casino. So Hal, we can bet the NFL this weekend. What are the metrics telling you? What are you seeing? Are any of our New York teams that are, well, the Giants and the Bills, since the Jets already played, popping up on your metric sheet?
Yeah, so let me give it a rundown here. We got Buffalo on Sunday night at Pittsburgh. The betting line is when I last looked at the big board, Pittsburgh -1.5, total of 37. The metrics have Pittsburgh by 3 and a total of 37.5. So there's that on them, and I'll even give you the Miami. Miami at the Giants. The betting number is Giants -3.5, total of 46.5. And the metrics have the Giants by 3 and a total of 46. So that's pretty much in line. Let me give you a couple other premier games here. People will be interested in Chicago at Green Bay. The betting number is 4.5, total of 40.5. The metrics have Green Bay by 3 with a total of 40. Another marquee game will be on Sunday. Houston at Tennessee. The betting number is Tennessee -3, total of 50.5. Metrics have Tennessee by 2. With a total of 46. And then another interesting one, like last week we were talking San Francisco, New Orleans. The metrics was pretty spot on. They had a good differential. Well, another one here, and this is for the total, but the Rams at Dallas. Rams are -1.5, total of 49-50 range. But the metrics have the Rams by 1 with a total of 45.
Ooh.
So that's almost a touchdown lower on the metrics on that over-under in the Rams-Dallas that really stood out to me.
Harborside Hal Wafer with us, Rivers Casino and Sportsbook. And of course, guys there every Sunday, 4:30 to 6:30, watching the games and hanging out with Hal.
Yes, we're going to have an awesome time this weekend, as always, and there's awesome December events going on. If you want more information about all the awesome events going on this holiday season, 1045theteam.com and on the free 1045 The Team app. Hal, looking forward to seeing you this weekend, as we always do, always having a lot of fun over there.
Oh, definitely. You guys are great, and to all the folks out there, have a great day. And a better's tomorrow.